USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Idaho police arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front on Saturday. A whistleblower saw them loading into a U-Haul truck and called authorities. The men were arrested for misdemeanors after being pulled over near an LGBTQ pride event in Coeur d'Alene. More than 70 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisory for the next few days, as heat during the day can be potentially deadly, according to the National Weather Service. Advisories cover nearly the entire state of Texas and Oklahoma and extend as far east as Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri resident Melissa Davenport on Fox 2 News tells them how she beats the heat by getting up early in the morning.
This plays an important role. 6 a.m. or less could be 5:45, 5:30. I'm even looking to go down a little bit earlier than 6. So whatever it takes just to jump, get ahead of the heat.
USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The Senate will vote on a bill this week to extend veterans' health care and benefits for those exposed to toxic chemicals. The Wounded Warrior Project says it's a huge deal, particularly for those the post-9/11 wounded, ill, and injured. End quote. It's called the Sergeant First Class Health Robinson Honoring Our Pact Act and is heading back to the House for final approval. In the last couple of weeks, military aircraft accidents have been mounting. They include the June 9th crash of an Osprey that killed all five on board, the June 3rd crash of an FA-18E in which the pilot died, the June 6th crash of an Army AH-64 Apache helicopter, which injured both crew members, the June 9th crash of a Seahawk, which injured one person, and the June 2nd incident in which an Air National Guard F-16 skidded off the runway. A commission has been set up to make recommendations, and the Pentagon's Office of Personnel and Readiness has accepted the commission's recommendations and have been working on responses. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in early results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat as voters eliminated a list of 48 candidates running for the position. 2 days before the Capitol breach on January 6, President Trump personally authorized the use of up to 20,000 National Guardsmen to support local law enforcement if requested. Attorney and former White House Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epoch Times Saturday says Trump's request was denied by Democrat lawmaker Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser.
Put out the United States Capitol Police own timeline just this past week where the Capitol Police put in writing that the Department of Defense went to them four times before January 4th at the end of December saying, do you guys need National Guard assistance? And each and every time the Sergeant-at-Arms of the House, who reports to Nancy Pelosi, and the Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate, who reports to Chuck Schumer, said no. And Mayor Bowser, in the first week of January, wrote a letter to us, which is now public, declining the National Guard request or that President authorized. So we could not, by law, deploy and employ the National Guard.
The two teams vying for the Stanley Cup championship in hockey have been determined after the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the New York Rangers Saturday 2-1. The Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 will be at the Colorado Avalanche Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.